10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Question of the day. Are we a generation who are emotionally and spiritually drained, just going through the motions with feelings of disconnect, with a lack and luster for life? Yes, well, too many times we are made not to feel, and maybe this is the reason we are checking out. Well, today we're going to go and check back in with some RX for our emotional health. So no matter what your age or stages in life, there's always something to learn. And I promise you today, you will learn and be inspired by my guests. So welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And our show streams live on the World Wide Web at aginginforadio.com. Well, both of my expert guests today are passionate leaders up to greatness in everything that they do. And my first guest is a rebel, renegade, and resurrected a thousand times. That is Temple Hayes. She is a spiritual trailblazer for our time. Welcome, Temple, to Aging Info Radio.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for the work you're doing in the world. What a great message you carry.
That's well, awesome. There's a lot of boomers and seniors, and there's many of us that are aging but not growing old. And now you have written an incredible book. It's called When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. What an incredible book. How did you decide to write this book? You must have had an event that changed your life or just moved you forward to do it.
Yeah, I think it was mutual. I decided to write it, and I think it decided to be written through me. The title occurred to me a few years ago in a meditation about the level of seeing how energetically people die, either through not speaking out, either through lack of self-esteem, people that believe in getting old, as you alluded to earlier, rather than just natural aging, because being old is a choice where aging is just part of our natural process, and of my own life experiences of seeing how, you know, you can walk through different challenges in your life and experiences and how you participate in that or not. Gives you then the outcome of being energized when you're on the other side of it or emotionally drained and depleted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's completely different spectrums. Now, your story, Temple, I'm sure your story really had you bring a lot of this together and the valuable information that is in your book. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell a lot about my personal experiences because I wanted people to realize that I had worked with some of these steps myself, that I hadn't just gone to a few, you know, seminars and went rah-rah and said, I need to write this stuff down. This has come from my life patterning. And I know part of what you represent as well, because I'm real passionate about this, is I believe the energy we were born with is the same energy, if not more, than when we die a physical death that we are going to have. But yet the world, the media, a lot of other experiences that we have do not teach us that. They basically teach us, you know, good luck with getting through that. You know, oh, I hope you're going to make it through that. And hopefully you won't be so old by your later years that you could actually enjoy some retirement. This is not that kind of model. It's mm-hmm. really designed to give people a paradigm shift that says the more you walk through, the more that life can come through you, and you'll be more and more vibrant on the other side, just like the pruning in nature of plants and trees. Just like with natural problems and disasters that we have, there comes then a new vibrancy and new life. So it's those kind of concepts.
I mean, it's so, it takes practice, but it's so important to really live with your glass more than half full, especially in today's world when we're just overwhelmed with media that is negative. And I mean, I think that with what you've done here, it's just being the wake up call. You know, how do you want to live your life?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, that's really what you have done here is to say, I've got 8 steps so that you stop dying off. And dying off could be, mean a lot of different things. And how do you view dying off?
Well, dying off in one level is the energetic being of us not showing our children and modeling to our communities that we are ageless spirits, you know, modeling to our communities of being grounded and being centered and not letting our woundology of our past continue to guide our current time and our future time. There are people that are dying off, if you will, energetically. It's not just because bad things have happened. There's people that have never really allowed the good things to occur, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another level of people that have dreams that they have put in a closet somewhere. I got a note from somebody the other day on Facebook that was telling me, thank you, just the title of the book made me stop, made me reflect, made me realize that for 10 years I've been geographically living in an area that I do not like, and I have been dying energetically since I've been here, and thanks to that title, I'm going to make some changes.
Isn't that great? Well, TempleHayes.com is Temple's website. Her book is When Did You Die? It's designed to inspire you to become more alive, more authentic, more youthful, and more energetic. What could be better than that, Temple? I'll take all four of those. And that is daily practice. I mean, you really do have to keep moving forward. You just talked about an area, too, of healing. I think, like you said, a lot of people do not, you know, get through that, or they can't, that starts to shut them down. I mean, I'll see somebody I haven't seen in a couple of years, and I'll think, why is there this deadness feeling around them? What happened? So how do people deal with that, or is that part of your book?
Absolutely. I address a lot of the feelings that we have or we disassociate and do not allow ourselves to have in our society today, and how that is playing a part in us not being thriving. Just a simple act of forgiveness, for example, is the opportunity for us to give to ourselves. And when you think about that level, I'm sure you've had this experience. I know I have. If I'm holding on to something, like I haven't settled something that I feel towards somebody, it just gets resent and resent and resent, that resentment. And therefore, what I do is over and over again, I keep having that same kind of person show up in my life and do almost the same thing until I make peace with it. So I do address a good bit of that and how we avoid fear, but yet how we are actually become kind of robotic with fear-driven things these days.
Yeah, I could see that so much, where people are really on automatic. We're also moving at a faster pace. Do you see this?
Oh, we are totally moving at a faster pace. And more than ever, we want to be intuitive and be able to listen to what feels right to us. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying that, you know, they were going to get the shingle shot. I thought they were talking about something related to our, you know, flat roofs in Florida. I didn't know what they meant. It was like, oh, no, you know, I'm over 55, so I have to go get the shingle shot. Well, why? I mean, are you sure? I mean, why is that related to you? You know, that kind of thing. We have so much of that coming at us now that we really want to take a breath and assess and be in a space that says, is this mine to do? And am I doing it for the right reasons, you know, not a fear reason?
Yeah, not fear-driven. Now, there's another part of your book where you talk a lot about nature and the relationship to nature and to animals. Why is this part of your book?
I feel that's one of the reasons that people are so drained and depleted of energy now. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, we are born out of Mother Nature, and more people stay inside. I'll give you an example related to people aging. I have a friend that's 105 years old that is in a nursing home. And when you go up and down the corridors, you see other people that are anywhere in their 80s and their 90s. With their rooms, the shades are down, the curtains are pulled, it's dark, and they're sitting in there. They're sitting and waiting. They're in the God's waiting room, you know?
Yeah.
And then you go by Ruth's room. Mm-hmm. You start feeling the energy as you come down the hall. You walk into her room. The shades are up. She has the nurses tending to her bird feeding systems outside the window.
At 105. Isn't that great?
Oh, my God. And she's 105. Her mind is clear and vibrant, and her room is open. And that whole aging process looks so different for her.
Well, Ruth definitely has my vote. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Ruth in my life, my mom, who is the same way. I mean, just a very energetic and positive woman. And a lot of that all comes to play with your book, When Did You Die? You Want to Stay Alive. And I'm here with Temple Hayes. And coming up next, we're going to talk about absolute woundology right here on Aging Info Radio and having an ageless, energetic spirit.
My grandmother from when I was a little girl. She had these big knots on the back of her legs. I'd never seen anything like it. They were varicose veins, of course.
Now a grandmother herself, Janet, got them too. But she found a solution at Midwest Vein Center. Her varicose veins, gone.
The best part? Knowing my grandson will never have to worry about what's wrong with my legs.
What's holding you back? Visit MidwestVein.com.
Nothing makes you happier than a clothing accessory that makes you look and feel great. Dinerwear has created the Elegant Cravat, a stylish dining scarf that's so fashionable, nobody knows its original purpose is to protect your clothing from food spills. It's stain-resistant, machine-washable, and available for $20 at dinerwear.com. Men and women across America are ordering their cravat today at dinerwear.com. You should, too. Visit dinerwear.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, I'm here with my guest, Temple Hayes. She's a rebel renegade and resurrected a thousand times. She's written a really great book, When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. This book is available on Amazon or at TempleHayes, HAYES.com. Temple, there's so much to learn from you, especially in your book. But let's talk about absolute woundology. And you touched a little bit on healing a little bit ago, but, I mean, there's a lot to this. What do you see here?
Well, you know, for me personally, growing up in with a rageaholic father, a very passive mother, a lot of dysfunction, a lot of drama, alcoholism and stuff like that. I was so rejected from and abandoned because I was so different that by the time I was a teenager, I would reject and abandon myself. And I no longer listened to myself, you know, because I kind of shut that all down. And then I started opening up and healing and improving and things like that. But I found through the years that I would still go through experiences in my life that I would feel so rejected or abandoned by other people. There's a lot of people in adult bodies walking around acting very childish. I mean, in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s because they haven't made peace with that, what it feels like of being rejected and what that feels like being abandoned. And so what I give are steps and some ways that people can really work with a new door, if you will, to go into that you can release and free yourself through some of those feelings and processes so that you can come from another level. That's one thing. The other element is that we want to get back to trusting life's process. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like nowadays many of us have navigation systems in our car. We love them. But I don't know about you, Sue, but I've been in cars with people that they'll put in the address of where we're going, and let's say I'll be sitting in the back seat, and I hear them going, oh, I don't know, I don't really feel like that's the right way to go. And I'll say, well, don't you think you ought to listen, you know, to this navigation system? Because, I mean, it is satellite, for goodness sakes. We're in an area, we don't know where we are. Let's listen to that.
Yeah.
And we can't hold it accountable if we're not turning left when it tells us to turn. And I think that's what people try to do with life. They get insight, they get intuitive messages, they get their instincts, tell them to do certain things, and that's that path. But when we don't listen, we can't hold our Creator or our God or whatever you call Spirit in your life. You can't hold that energy accountable if you're not willing to listen to the path that it's giving you that lies before you. So when people tell me, oh, my life isn't working, what I know they're really saying is the way they have been working with life has not been giving them the results they're seeking. Life always works.
Oh.
It's destined to work. Everything is in its own natural order. But if we go against the grain of those laws and we go against the laws of that experience, yes, our life can be very painful and our constant woundology can continue to give us struggle.
Yeah, it gives us evidence that it's not working. You know, there's another area that you just touched on, and that is trusting life, but gut feeling. I mean, that is a lesson that continues to, you know, slap you again. You're thinking, why didn't I listen to my gut? That's what it was telling me. You know, that's the message I was getting, but I went a different path. So listening to, you know, your intuition and your gut feeling is just as important, I would think.
Oh, totally, totally. And getting to a place in life where you're comfortable with yourself, that's why to work with some of these wounds, also to work at what parts of our lives we allow we need to die. You know, there's certain things about our past we need to just let go of and to release ourselves from, or new ways of being, you know, allowing more mystery to unfold in our lives instead of doing things that same old way like we've always done them. I was telling somebody the other day, and you'll appreciate this, I'm so glad that in my 30s and 40s, I really worked a lot on my inner critic. And like you said, it is a daily thing for all of us. But I really did a lot of work on that, and I'm so grateful because now that I'm aging more, I have so much more I can find in the mirror.
Yeah, there's so much more to learn, and at least you're open.
All day.
Yeah. You know, there's another area, too, in trusting life that I think is so important. And as I said, we're moving fast. We don't relax back and allow things to show up. Allow, like you said, the universe to provide what's coming at you. I mean, we kind of get in the way with it with all the busyness.
Well, yeah, and, you know, often, I mean, there are people that move from even working, and they don't have those good habits, and they get so excited because they talk about the word retirement. We don't use the word retirement in Florida because, you know, people live forever, but we talk about the entirement or your entitlement, you know. And if they don't change the habits when they become into their retirement, they do the same pattern as when they did when they were working. They're always too busy to still take time out for themselves and have those experiences. And that gets us back to being in nature, rejuvenating, resurrecting from old ideas and, you know, those kind of things.
Relaxing.
So much of possibilities for all of us to be thriving. Look at Betty White. Now she's a model.
Oh, she's a perfect example. Now you have a defining moment, which you mentioned in your book called My Way or the Highway. And is this relative to how this amazing book came about?
Well, absolutely. Because, the book itself, you know, is that at first I said no to the book. Because where I was in my own career, I just couldn't intellectualize how I was going to have time. you know, to accomplish it and everything with a major publisher and reach the deadline. So I actually said no. And I said no to the person that approached me about it. But then as time went on, I then got an email. I then had someone call me. And another person I was supposed to meet to tell her, no, I'm not going to move forward right now. We never met. And she sent an email to a literary agent. And I went, okay, I really need to stop and sit with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it appears to me the higher way, not my way, but the higher way, is wanting to reveal itself to me. And it seems evident that this is mine to do right now. I've always known it was mine to do. It was just a question of timing. And I think that's, like you're saying, everybody's on this fast track that there's not enough stopping and listening and to see, okay, well, maybe now there's a different time for me, or maybe I need to be more attentive, or maybe I need to pay attention to what's knocking on my door three times. Maybe that's the direction I need to go instead of forcing it, you know, or being determined to do it my way.
Yeah, I totally get your message there. And once again, I'm here with Temple Hayes. Her website is temple, HAYES.com. Her book, When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. I love that aspect of start waking up. I think it's so important that, you know, we become aware of that. Or like you said, reflect in and see where you're at or start your day out that way. I would think that that would really help, help contribute to really waking up. Where are you at and where are you headed?
Oh, thank you, Sue. Thank you. And I also talk about in the book the need for us to get real with the idea of death. And that's very important for people to be able to converse about it, to talk about it. And I give many examples about to our inadequacy to face death or talk about it or sit with it or honor the grieving process for others is keeping us from truly celebrating life at the capacity that we're capable of.
You know, you used a word there, allowing. I mean, it's where did we lose this, Temple, in society of not allowing things to progress or just move forward? Like, we kind of get in the way and block them. I mean, maybe it's me personally, maybe it's a lot of people that I know, but I mean, why do we block that? Or are we all starting to come to realize that we're doing it?
Well, it seems there was probably a period of time, you know, that people felt like, okay, it's safe to just follow the masses, or this is the way we're told to do it. You know, I think we start getting influenced early on in public school systems. First time we're told to jump under a desk because we're supposed to be afraid something's going to happen to us. And we tend to then lean forward into, well, just tell me what I'm supposed to do and I'll go do it. I can be safer that way.
Safe, that's the word. That's the absolute word.
But ultimately you realize that it's not safe because the direction that you're going to may not be the direction that you're supposed to go.
And it's not healing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, Temple, I could talk to you all day. Thank you so much for being my guest on Aging Info Radio. Her website is templehayes.com. And a happy new year to you, Temple.
Oh, and to you as well. And thanks so much for taking time and having me on your show. God bless you.
Thank you. And dream big and never give up. Coming up next with my next guest, Mark Miro, right here on Aging Info Radio, AM 560.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Nothing makes you happier than a clothing accessory that makes you look and feel great. Dinerwear has created the elegant cravat, a stylish dining scarf that's so fashionable, nobody knows its original purpose is to protect your clothing from food spills. It's stain-resistant, machine-washable, and available for $20 at dinerwear.com. Men and women across America are ordering their cravat today at dinerwear.com. You should, too. Visit dinerwear.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago. And For My Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, your beliefs don't make you a better person, your behavior does. Well, positive strength is needed in every family everywhere, and today we're talking about an emotional RX for all of us. And we can't walk around and check out emotionally and think that we are not impacting our family and, of course, our future generations. And my next guest is an extraordinary man impacting kids all across the country with his Dream Big Tour. And as Mark says, you got three choices. You can give up, give in, or give it all you got. Well, welcome, Mark Miro, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. What a great introduction.
Well, it's amazing what you're doing and the impact that you're having on kids, especially, you know, your whole premise of Champion of Choices is about anti-bullying. And, I mean, it's so tough, especially on teenagers.
It is, Sue, and that's not just anti-bullying, but it's also suicide prevention. It is substance abuse and goal setting. We really want to empower students, you know, to take control of their lives and you know, dream big, think big, and never give up. We're seeing so many kids that are self-harming and have these suicidal thoughts. I mean, when I was in school, we never knew a kid that was hurting themselves or wanted to kill themselves. Now it's hard to find a kid that doesn't know somebody that, you know, has taken their life or know someone that knows somebody. You know, it's just amazing what's happening in our schools today.
Oh, I think that they have a tougher time at it. Just even with social media, the possibility of one little thing going viral, or as Mark went viral with a mother's love video. This is such an impactful video, and you actually were speaking at a middle school with this video.
I was. That was actually a middle school in Atlanta, Georgia. We were on a Georgia tour, and a friend of mine shot a video, and he put a little piece together, and he goes, Mark, this is really good. He goes, you put this up, and you never know, maybe it'll go viral. And next thing I know, you know, it's over 10 million views now on, you know, through our Facebook and YouTube and so on. And it's just been an incredible, the outpouring of people that wrote to me about similar situations with their mother and how they wish they only wish they had that moment back to relive those moments, you know. And it was very, some were so beautiful and some were so sad, but it really makes people appreciate how precious life really is.
Oh, it's precious and it's very fragile. And Mark's website is thinkpause.org. His phone number is 407-862-4800. And Mark, how did all this come about? Think Pause and the Champion of Choices.
Well, it started, this is our eighth year now touring the country. And it all started when I was a professional, well, right after professional wrestling. There's three types of people. There's two types of people. Two would say something needs to be done, and this person says, I'm going to go out there and do something. And after seeing many of my friends die much too young through suicide, drug overdose, I really got to the point in my life where I really wanted to make a difference. And that's when I first started speaking at schools, talking about, you know, substance abuse and so on. And, of course, the anti-bullying is such a huge message of what's happening to our kids today that I didn't want to miss out on that opportunity to talk to kids about that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's so it right there, just the anti-bullying and, you know, the kids that are suicidal. It just breaks my heart. Mark, you wrote a tweet recently that said, never take someone's feelings for granted because you never know how much courage it took to show it.
You know, we were seeing that so much with young people is that they finally have the courage to talk about something they're going through. And then, you know, someone will say, just get over it. Or they talk about, you know, I met with a parent not too long ago that her son took his life. And he told people, I don't want to be here no more. And people say, oh, come on, just toughen up. And he shot himself. And I think about if one of those kids would have just told somebody about this and how much courage it took for that kid to finally reach out to people and talk about it. So I really want kids to understand that, not just kids, but people understand that it does take a lot of courage sometimes to someone about what you're going through.
Well, I think that, and, you know, for kids to really feel, especially in their school, that every single person is connected and there's a cause and effect. You know, if one person's missing, it's a ripple effect through the school or one thing happens. So your speaking engagements at the schools with Champion of Choices and your Dream Big Tour probably brings kids feeling very connected.
It does. You know, the one thing that's really cool is after I do a presentation, I spoke to 800 kids today over at Rock Lake Middle School in Longwood, Florida. And just getting home now, we've got almost 100 emails already from students. The common theme is, this changed my life today.
Isn't that great?
It's very powerful. I mean, I know the four-minute clip of a mother's love is a small part of the presentation, but we also talk about, you know, the other adversity that I went through and overcame. And, you know, I lost my little brother at 21. My sister died at 21. My mom died at 58, and my dad died in my arms from lung cancer.
Well, hold that thought, Mark. I'm here with Mark Miro. His website is thinkpause.org. His phone number 407-862-4800. We're going to talk more about his Champion of Choices and, of course, his Dream Big Tour right here on Aging Info Radio coming up next.
What do you do? Many families face a common problem, caring for loved ones sometimes hundreds or thousands of miles away or even across town. Well, now there's help. When you or your loved one needs help at home, First Light Home Care offers complete companion and personal care services for cooking, cleaning, helping with personal hygiene, or just keeping company.
To reach your local First Light Home Care professional, please call 224-214-4000. Or visit firstlighthomecare.com.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet health insurance provider, offering you one simple pet health insurance plan, covering everything that matters, including injuries, illnesses, genetic conditions, and emergency care. If your pet needs treatment for any accident or illness and it's not a pre-existing condition, you're covered with unlimited benefits. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws link on aginginforadio.com.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Mark Muro, his Dream Big Tour for all the kids, the schools and the churches out there, or as the kids call him, Hero Muro. I mean, Mark, there's so much to what you're doing. And if you're looking to be one of the people that are scheduling Mark to speak at a school or church in the greater Chicagoland area or anywhere that is listening to our show today, give them a call at 407-862-4800 or go to their website at thinkpoz.org. I mean, Mark, Happy New Year to you. And there's so much to be said about moving into a new year and moving on. And, you know, I love January, not for the weather in Chicago, just for the new beginnings. But what do you see here?
Well, you know, it's a new chapter, a new beginning, a new season. And, you know, Benjamin Franklin once said, he said, if you do tomorrow what you did today, you'll get tomorrow what you got today. In other words, tomorrow just becomes a longer today. And it's about changes, it's about doing something different in your life. And, you know, and I got to tell you, some relationships, they have an expiration date on them. Some people have to remove toxic people from their life. And, you know, for me, it was really about, we become who we surround ourselves with. It's so important. I often share with students, you know, our friends are like elevators. They either take you up or they take you down. And my dad used to say, you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. And I think this is a year that we really got to be conscious of who we choose to surround ourselves with, the time we spend. You know, we only have so many heartbeats in our life, and I really want to spend it with some positive people. Not that I don't want to help other people. I want to help everybody. But I don't want to spend time with people who are toxic or who are talking or hurting other people.
Oh, I concur 100%. I'm sure that you give students so much hope, you know, in helping them realize that they're all in it together.
They are, and that's the point. Is we meet so many kids that write to us about being bullied, and they act like, you know, they feel like they're the only one. And one of the things I share with students is that they're not alone out there. This is something, but I don't want them to hold this adversity inside, because when a kid holds in this pain of being bullied or hurt every day and doesn't tell anybody, it's like a volcano. And sooner or later, that volcano erupts, and many times it erupts in negative behavior, alcohol, drugs, being promiscuous, hurting or bullying another student because of the pain that they're going through. But it also ruins relationships, especially with your family and your parents who don't understand why you're being so isolated, or you're always, you know, you don't want to be with the family, or you're down all the time. And it's so sad, because kids never know what another kid is going through. Maybe their parents are going through a divorce, or there's a death in the family, or there's a medical issue that they don't know the kid's going through. And all it takes is that one kid to tell them how ugly, stupid, and worthless they are, and you never know how it could set a kid off into that spiral, you know, downward spiral effect.
So what do you think that is the way that kids can really, or you can impact in this little short segment of Aging Info Radio, that kids can, you know, move past that? What would you tell them?
Well, communication is the most important thing. Getting kids to understand that, like I said, they're not alone, and they can talk about it with someone, whether it's a counselor, whether it's a parent. And I often flip it around a little bit, and I would tell these kids, you know, someday you're going to have, you know, a precious little girl or a cool little kid. Imagine if your kid was being hurt, or they were hurting themselves and they didn't want to talk to you about it. So I really want kids to understand that their parents love them, and that they do have someone to talk to. And, you know, especially getting a meeting with a counselor at a school or a teacher that they trust, or someone that could help them, because we are seeing the self-harming out of control. I've never seen anything like it with all the kids that approach me that are now, you know, cutting or hurting themselves in some way.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, it's really something to take note of and ask, you know, it does trickle down. It's from the families. I mean, you have to really get the impact of, you know, the family being able to communicate and open up and where, you know, where's your child at or how are they communicating and how are you communicating with them? Are you off your technology enough to communicate with them?
You're so right, Sue. I mean, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It matters who's in our house. And we have got to take control as families. I meet with parents all the time, and I had a parent tell me the other day that their kid was being bullied so bad online that they're suicidal and everything. I said, well, you need to get them offline. They go, well, I don't even know their password. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, it's like the inmates are running the asylum. We've got to take control as parents. A kid got to understand that word no, what that word means. I understood it as a kid. And, you know, our parents it was a different effect we had adults on children back when I was growing up.
It's totally different. Well, the power that they have with social media alone is huge.
It is. I mean, the social media is out of control. I mean, when we were in school, we kind of knew who the school bully was. You stay away from that guy or girl. But today, I mean, bullying could be 24/7. It's just it's out of control. And with the smartphones, I think the smartphone has outsmarted us.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what's happening? When my wife and I were at dinner the other night, and there's a table next to us of a parent. Mother, father, and five kids. I don't know if they were all related or not, but everyone was either on a cell phone or had earplugs in. I'm thinking, wow.
Why be together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are definitely moving hearts in the right direction, and I always have hope that, you know, it may become cool in school to really be, you know, expressive ahead of the game and to be the one that's communicating, and maybe you can really bring that out, or you are bringing that out with all your Champion of Choices big dream tour, right, Mark?
It is a dream big tour, and I often challenge kids to be the hero. You know, there's no greater joy than making someone else feel good or knowing that you can make a difference in someone's life. I mean, it's funny how, you know, when I talk to these kids, I can't even imagine hurting someone or hurting one of these kids. How bad I would feel. It would break my heart if I ever hurt one of these kids. The joy I have is to help these kids and uplift these kids. And when they see that, they see the feeling that they get from helping someone else, we start getting that snowball effect.
Yeah, a little ripple effect going on there. Well, I'm here with Mark Miro. His website is thinkpoz.org. Phone number 407-862-4800. We're going to get Mark Miro's words of wisdom coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Midwest Vein Center is sharing testimonials from real patients.
The Midwest Vein Center has been amazing for me.
The good things you've heard about Midwest Vein Center are true.
Midwest Vein Center will change your life. From insurance to explaining how the procedure's done, they pretty much held my hand through the whole process.
The best time to treat problem veins is now, and Midwest Vein Center's five convenient
Chicagoland locations make it easier than ever. Midwest Vein Center, 888-400-VEIN or MidwestVein.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with Mark Muro. Him and his team. His team is on the Big Dream or the Dream Big Tour. And Mark's number once again is 407-862-4800. If you want him to, you want the team for your school, church, or corporation, give Mark a call. You will be completely inspired. And Mark, what are your words of wisdom for the day?
Wow, you're putting me on the spot here. Well, you know, first of all, you know, with the new year, I really encourage people to make this year a year of rebuilding and strengthening relationships, whether it's with your spouse, your kids. Life passes so quickly. One year becomes the next, and people will say, those were the days. I'm telling you right now, these are the days. These are days that we can change and make the appropriate decisions and choices in life that can lead us to such great happiness. And I think the biggest mistake that we can do is drift apart from someone that you once had the time of your life with. So be careful and spend time with people that truly matter.
Get
off your cell phones and look into people's eyes and talk to them.
Yes. Shut down your technology. Thank you so much, Mark, and really for what you're doing with your Dream Big Tour. I am just so moved by it and completely inspired.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year, and God bless you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. And let's see, Brookdale Associates, they offer professional skill and clinical expertise with compassionate care. Brookdale enhances residents' quality of life every possible way, and it all adds up to a special blend of hospitality and service you won't find anywhere. Visit Brookdale.com today. And let's see, if you are caring for an aging loved one and you feel you need professional help, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They care for your loved one just like they would a family member of their own. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit their website at partnersinseniorcare.com and give yourself a break with respite care. You can do it for as little as 4 hours. Try them out at 847-548-1330. And I can't say enough about Mark Muro and his Dream Big Tour. For the future generations, if you have contacts with a school, a church, or a large corporation, he will come in and completely inspire everyone in the room. His number is, again, is 407-862-4800. Their website is thinkpause.org. And let's see, my pause pooch this week is Aruba. A year and a half old male Bichon mix. Go to pawschicago.org and check out Aruba. Their number is 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Aruba is waiting for a home sweet home with his tail wagging and paws crossed. Yes, Daisy, that's Aruba. And Aging Info Radio can definitely help you if you need a resource or referral. Give us a call at 866-560-3965. We will help you or find someone who can, or email us at info@aginginforadio.com. Our show today and all of our contacts information will be up along with our podcast and blog, all at aginginforadio.com. And I am Susan Wacky, your host, and until we meet again right here next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on AM 560, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Jeff, man, you look refreshed.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm finally done stressing about my company's technical issues. I went all in with Turnkey IT.
That's why you look so relaxed?
Sure. All in with Turnkey IT was the best resolution I've ever made. I got brand new.